by our mayor of Northfield, Rhonda Pownell, and also by city engineer, Dave Bennett.
Good morning.
Thank you both for coming in today and breaking up. I know this has been a busy, hectic weekend for you, both professionally and I'm sure personally as well, you know, with the storms and the cleanup thereafter. Wow, let's start off by just kind of getting an idea. You know, Mayor, I guess we'll start with you. What has it been like for you? Did you personally have any damage or anything to go through? Or?
So, no, we are on that north end of town, and we really did not see much damage out there really at all.
Isn't it amazing? You go from there, and I live on the west side, not really much damage there. You go to the east side, it's totally different.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And our hearts just really go out to all the different people, not only within our community, but outside our community that really suffered a lot of damage, loss of animals in the countryside, a lot of damaged buildings. The Red Barn is flattened. And this really affects people in a really substantial way. I'm really thankful that there's no loss of life here in terms of, you know, the family members and things like that. Not many injuries out there from that standpoint. So there's a lot to be thankful for there, but there people are experiencing and mourning that it affects people in a major way when you're talking just a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah. So. A lot of them, so many of them, their livelihood depends on things like that. Dave, how about you?
I'm outside of the city, so I'm north of town, so I didn't have any issues where I live, so fortunately, so being able to be down here, certainly the southeast part of town is really, that's where most of the damage is, and most, you know, significant amount of trees down where, you know, fortunately, we have some vehicles and some house stuff, but not significant type of damages to houses like you can see once you get outside of the city and out into the rural area. So we're fortunate that way.
Do we know yet if that was there? If there's actual tornado hitting the ground in Northfield? We have had several confirmed sightings and reports now of tornadoes, but were those through Northfield? What do you know about that?
Yeah, so the National Weather Service last night, they did their preliminary update, so they have 10 confirmed tornadoes, so they may combine them and group them together and maybe reduce the number, but the one that did come through Northfield, so one from Northfield to Cannon Falls, that was an EF1 tornado, so they did have a confirmed tornado in town. So and then down south Cannon River Wilderness area to Denison, so there was quite a few of them scattered all throughout to the south.
Yeah, aerial shots can kind of show some of the pathways that those have taken. I've seen some of those. I guess jump forward to Sunday, today. Yeah. The need for volunteers. We have seen so many people volunteer yesterday, for Friday. Are we still needing volunteers?
Yes, we are. So that Northfield Cheers has been really instrumental in helping us to coordinate those efforts. And I know Mike Krantz sent out an email yesterday saying that we still need chainsaws, branch cutters, rakes, shovels, gloves, pickup trucks. Calling all pickup trucks and trailers, right? I mean, this is just really, the need there is great for being able to get the debris to our compost site. And it's the compost site is really being used quite heavily. So we are really focused on filling up that site, and then we're looking at opening up another site here probably this next week, maybe on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Is there another city site that would be available for that?
Yeah, so we do have another site. We're looking at the rodeo ground site, so we'll get that prepped and ready to go probably early this week for an alternative site location. Compost site still, I mean, it's starting to get more congested, but it still has room, and we want to try to get as much stuff as we can into the compost site so that when we go to the alternative location, we don't fill that one up also. So we have to be looking for another site. So we want to try to use the space that we have. We will be having a big grinder come in to start grinding it up so we can possibly even switch back once we start using the alternative site.
All right. Well, and that for today still, you're looking, people should still take that for today and tomorrow, I should say, just to the compost site.
Yeah, continue to use the compost site for today and tomorrow. So Friday there was probably over around 700 loads that were delivered out there yesterday, over 1,000 loads. So today, this morning's been pretty slow, maybe with, but it probably will pick up this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. The city itself, is there, did you have any buildings, any city-owned buildings damaged, any power? Did the city suffer very much from this?
At this time, we're not really aware. We know of, like, at the pool, we had some fence, some umbrellas, mm-hmm. and that type of damage. Down by Spring Creek Park, we know some soccer goalposts, some of the nettings, that stuff's been tossed around, but really not much damage to city facilities, so we're fortunate that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, people gone through the east side of town, and there is a lot of wood stacked up, a lot of what used to be trees that are cut up, and does the city, are they responsible to take all that out to the Yardway site themselves, or the city or county or anybody helping with that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think what I want to really let the public know is, right now, because of like the devastation in the southeast, we're really focusing on just grabbing the boulevard trees, everything in the boulevard, and just moving on to try to get it opened as fast as we can and get it cleared up. And then we're talking about a organized pickup potentially starting October 8th, where we would open it up, and this would be all the private property owner trees and items to be brought out to the street, and we'd have an organized manner starting that week of October 8th, mm-hmm. probably through the end of October, doing more organized collection on the items off the private property.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I just want to add to that. So that October 8th deadline, right, if people can get whatever they can't get to the compost site out on curbside, that gives us about 2 additional weekends where we can mobilize our volunteers and teams of people to get out and help our individuals that really need it out there in the community. I mean, it's really overwhelming. As I spoke with one community member this morning, they had like 10 trees down. They're within the Dundas city limits over there, but they had helpers right there. And there's no way that some of our people, they just don't have the capacity to move stuff like this or to haul it. And so first, want to say thank you to the many people that they've organized, they've made meals, they've coordinated teams, they've sent them out to different homes, businesses, and places throughout, really outside the community and within the community. But this is it's going to take us some time. And so just asking for people's patience, and if they have the ability, right, and they have that truck, a trailer, a chainsaw, block off the next couple of weekends so that we can help coordinate that volunteer effort and get the help to those that really need it.
Yeah, we have seen volunteers. I was out yesterday helping. We have a couple of our employees, good friends of mine, that are suffered kind of by Dundas, quite a bit of damage. And I was, you know, really thrilled, and they were really thrilled to see the Rotary Club coming through, like yes. the cavalry. Cavalry, what is that? The good guys riding in, and right. Youth groups, sports groups, yes. and everybody just volunteering, doing, you know, 10, 15 people can do a whole lot in an hour or two. It's amazing,
yes.
as opposed to just a few people trying to do that. So right. Next weekend, folks, if you can, the next couple of weekends, still going to be a need out there for your group.
There definitely is. And for those of you that are, and so on that north side, right, it looks like there's, it's almost like you're living in a little bit of bubble on that north side, because we didn't really receive any damage. But I just want to encourage all those that didn't receive damage to property or business to lend a hand. We really need your help at this time. We have only four city staff that are streets and public works operators to take care of our parks and maintenance. 4 full-time individuals is just not enough to do a citywide cleanup of this this mm-hmm. nature. So we really do need to harness that. Creates an opportunity, I mm-hmm. would say, for our people to really come around our city staff, the community, the friends and neighbors, and to really lend a helping hand. So if you know people that are in need of help, please get that information to Northfield Shares so we can help coordinate and make sure that the teams of volunteers can get out there and help those individuals.
Yeah, and a lot of people want to help, but they have no idea where to go. Yeah. Well, they'll give you instructions and help you out.
Yeah, I think that'd be the biggest thing. Those, you know, don't be afraid to speak up and ask for help. You know, mm-hmm. reach out to Northfield Shares. We do have their phone number and info here. So their phone number is 507-403-9755. So please reach out to them, and they can organize volunteers if you do need help.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that the people that do need help, you know, we have the volunteers. We've got a great community that's very active and is willing to help. So if we can get them, you know, organized and in the right location, then it'd be great.
All right. Yeah. What else? Anything else about the storm coverage or anything coming up this week in regard to that?
I just want to, not only for all the public working with chainsaws, and just be safe. Make sure you have all your protective gear on. We don't want anybody getting injured or getting hurt. And really just thanking, you know, all the city staff and volunteers that have helped out. And when the city and crews are around, you know, they got big equipment, a lot of blind spots. Please stay back and stay away so nothing gets dropped on you and anybody else gets injured. So we want to have a safe cleanup throughout the process here as we get the community put back together.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more question for you. The city does have some projects going on right now, some road construction and such. Yeah. Was that paused for a couple of days, or is that going to continue on Monday morning like it normally would? Or
My understanding is it still continue on Monday morning, so they're going to keep moving. They have, you know, it's going to start getting cold here soon, and they got a lot of concrete work to get done, so they want to keep moving. So my understanding is they're going to keep moving, try to get everything done for this year.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And just one other final thing, just encourage people to watch the city's Facebook page and website. We'll continue to push out information there. Thank you, Jeff, for allowing us to come on the radio this morning. I know you guys are pushing information out too, so thank you for that. And then the Northfield Chairs in their help in coordinating that volunteer effort. I think their email, is info.northfieldshares.org.
info@northfieldshares.org.
And all that information is available also on our website, folks, kymnradio.net. We've got the links and the press release and all the things that you need. So check out our website. If you can't remember all that, you can Google Northfield Shares as well. But the main thing is just if you can help out, help out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We need everybody on board here and helping people out. So.
All right. Thank you both so much for coming in, and good luck with the rest of your day. I know Dave comes in with his safety vest on, so you've got a full work day ahead, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck.
Yep. Thank you. Please be patient, and we'll get to everything. It's going to take time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Engineer Dave Bennett.